What happens when a local, sustainably minded farm-to-table food chain gets an investment for a national expansion to the tune of $22 million? How are they able to maintain the same level of quality and local sourcing? Sweetgreen, a salad chain, recently received a $22 million investment from Revolution Growth. Sweetgreen was founded in 2007 by three business students at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., Nicholas Jamay, Nathaniel Rue, and Jonathan Neiman. They were fed up with fast food options in the area and decided to be proactive and create their own fast food option. After finding initial success, they built their community even stronger by throwing a local music festival and hosting educational events in the area for local students. Sweetgreen has 22 locations across the country, but co-founder Nicholas Jamay says the expansion and enormous investment from Revolution Growth has hardly changed the company's approach.
Not much is going to change for us. Our growth plans are kind of staying the same. We want to grow consciously and not too quickly and take it one community at a time. And for us, the challenge and the opportunity are always going to be just continuing to build this team and finding the right people who believe in the mission and can execute. And it's really just building this winning team. Even though we are now in more than one city, we do take a chance to look at each community and see how we can connect with all the people that are part of that community. So from the farmers to the fitness instructors, to the different customers, to everyone that makes that community what it is and how we can become a part of it. So the sourcing is no different. You know, we spend a lot of time building a different supply chain for each city and connecting with those local purveyors and producers and trying to make our stores feel like they're part of the neighborhoods and communities that they're in. Raising this money from a partner like Steve Case and Revolution, the reason that we partnered well with them is because they actually do believe in the mission and they believe in the greater goal that we're trying to build here. And it's not about trying to have the most number of stores the quickest. It's really about building a sustainable company that's rooted in the mission and can be a winner over the long term. So it's not about trying to blow up all of a sudden and a race for a number of stores. It's really about focusing on the mission and continuing to grow these communities.
Nick shares how Sweetgreen looks to other organizations that have undergone similar growth for inspiration.
We look to a lot of people in the food space and outside the food space for inspiration. You know, you look at Whole Foods, Lululemon, Chipotle obviously is a great model. They've been very successful. We look at kind of how they've been able to scale but still localize a lot of their either sourcing or marketing efforts, and that's something that, you know, we try to achieve.
We're excited to see businesses that are conscious of sourcing and quality ingredients popping up as alternatives to the fast food system. Pair a few risk-taking entrepreneurs with a few bold investors, and who knows what kind of change might come. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Jack Inslee. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is The Arrival by Cosmic Revenge. Thanks for listening.